This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam and Jason with Greg on assignment, we think. Maybe he's hanging out at Bucky's. We don't know. But anyway,
he is.
Hey, it's time to go racing. You know who we always love to have? We're playing his music. Adam Alexander joining us now as we get set for racing at Daytona later today. They're moving the race up to 1:30. I think may have some inclement weather coming through. Adam, good morning to you.
What's happening, Sam? How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Great to hear your voice. And knowing it's been a very eventful week down at Daytona, how would you sum up what we've seen down there so far?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, it's been very energized, I would say, Sam. And I said this on the air a couple of times when we were doing the broadcast on CW, and I've shared it with some other media interviews that I've done. And, you know, it just amazes me, and you've been a part of this, and you understand the magnitude of it. But every time you come down to Daytona in February, it just never disappoints. And the storylines are always plentiful, and with it being the beginning of the year, and then you multiply that with the biggest race, it really just brings this enthusiasm that is hard to match. And I would say that 2025 is no different. So tremendous anticipation coming into this week. It continues to build and build and build, and now today we get the Super Bowl of stock car racing with the Daytona 500.
Moving the race up an hour, what are the conditions looking like, and how might that affect things?
It's good now, but I think, you know, that was the whole reason in saying let's move this thing up is just to try to get in front of it. And I'm glad NASCAR does that, and they've become open-minded to that in recent years. It hasn't always been that way. And so, you know, every little bit can help. And you don't want this race to be interrupted. And I'm, you know, of the thought process that I hope either – we move it up and they can run it and get it in before the weather hits, or the weather hits and then we just do it tomorrow, whatever. This is a race to me that is so much better when it's not stop and go and stop and go. And when drivers can get out there and find their rhythm and run it start to finish without having to figure out, you know, and wait and all that stuff, I think it's just a much better product.
Folks, he's on the call for CW yesterday for the Xfinity Series race, but also during the course of the season, you'll be able to see him on Amazon Prime Video and on Turner Sports. Adam Alexander with Sam and Jason this morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Okay, this is the race where it doesn't really matter where you start. I heard something this week that the person who starts on the pole hadn't won this race since like 2000 or 2001. So it really makes...
Yeah, I think it was Dale Jarrett, I think, in 2000, yeah.
Yes, yeah, the last time. So people are starting at different places. Chase Briscoe's on the pole. But to me, one of the great stories is who's going to start 19th in car 40, Justin Allgaier. Talk a little bit about that story. That has to be something that everyone's is going to really pull at everybody's heartstring for being something sentimental today.
Well, people for a long time have wondered, when is Junior Motorsports going to get into cup racing? Why don't they buy a charter? Why don't they go cup racing? And it was announced in the offseason, Dale Jr., Kelly Earnhardt Miller, and L.W. Miller, Kelly's husband, they announced, they lead Junior Motorsports, they announced, we're going to enter a car in the Daytona 500. And then they announced late in the year, Justin Allgaier, who's the reigning Xfinity champ that's been driving for Dale Jr. for a number of years at that level, is going to drive it. And the deal was they don't have a charter, so they've got to get into the race. And, you know, Hendrick Motorsports has been great down here in qualifying forever. I mean, it was just like appointment TV to put them on the pole every year on qualifying night. And Hendrick Motorsports was going to be a huge supporter of this JRM car that was trying to make the 500. So everyone thought they'll just get in on speed on Wednesday in qualifying being an open car. They didn't. So now they have to race their way in on Thursday night. And it was quite dramatic watching their qualifying race, their duel, play out. Because with a couple laps to go, it didn't look like Justin was going to make it. And this story of Dale Jr. finally getting into cup racing and putting a car in the 500 just wasn't going to pan out. And Justin really put it on his shoulders and made some incredible moves and got some help in the draft. And he was able to race his way into the 500. And with that, Dale Jr. And Junior Motorsports will have an entry in today's race. And, you know, so cool because the garage opened on Wednesday morning in preparation for that first practice at 6 o'clock. And Dale Jr. was there when they unloaded the car and they pushed it into the garage. And the emotion of he and the team and his family when they were able to get in on Thursday night, it's just been great to watch. And I'm real happy for him. And that will be a car that I know a lot of people are rooting for today.
Sam mentioned it that being on the pole maybe isn't the help that it is at some other tracks. What is it about Daytona that leads to so many surprises in who ends up winning it?
Well, the draft is the great equalizer. There's no question about that, and that's one element of it. The other thing I would say is that we do have, you know, some pretty big wrecks here, and the carnage can be at a level where you eliminate some of your top contenders, which opens the door for some drivers that maybe didn't have the fastest car to put themselves in position because the competition has just been eliminated, so to speak. So it's played out a lot of different ways. I would say, too, some of your underdog drivers are just really, really good at this format. You look at it, Austin Cindric, these are just guys that have done it in recent years. Austin Cindric won here as a rookie. Michael McDowell won here with an underdog team in Front Row Motorsports. And I say underdog. I'm just talking about teams that don't have that deep-rooted NASCAR history with all the resources and finances. These are teams that are quite capable. And certainly Austin Cindric driving for Roger Penske, that element of it is not surprising. It's just that he is, you know, was able to do it as a rookie. And, you know, I look at Ricky Stenhouse Jr. that was able to do it, you know, a couple of years ago. So we have had the upsets. But I think when you look at the true history of this race, most of the winners are a who's who, your Hall of Famers, your champions, and those are the ones that typically circle to the front. And while the stats say winning the pole doesn't equal success on race day, I would also say you're going to see a lot of fuel saving today to spend less time on pit road so that you can gain track position, because being in control of this race is an enormous piece of being able to win it at the end.
Yep, he is the voice of CW's coverage of the Xfinity Series this season, Adam Alexander. And he is social. You can always find him at Adam1Alexander. Alexander. The back of the field is very interesting and intriguing to me. The names that are there. We see Martin Truex, and we see Jimmy Johnson, and Helio Castroneves. What do you make of the back of the field as they go to the green flag?
It really is remarkable. You mentioned Helio Castroneves. He's driving that fourth car for Trackhouse. Four entries represented by drivers from four different countries, which is remarkable to me. As Shane Van Gisbergen makes his way to the Cup level, he's from New Zealand. Of course, he's going to run full-time for Trackhouse. You got Daniel Suarez from Mexico, Ross Chastain, who's a kid from Florida. And then Helio Castroneves, so you got four drivers from four different countries, which is an amazing story. And we all know Helio's background, right? Four-time Indy 500 champion, and for him to be in on this new provisional rule is a cool thing. So he's the 41st starter. Martin Truex Jr., first year full-time retired from racing. I say first year retired from full-time racing. Let me turn that around. But he comes back to run the Daytona 500 with Tricon. It's their first trip into Cup racing as well. He qualifies into the show, and Jimmy Johnson, a seven-time champion. So a list of who's back there at the back of the field. And you know what? They all did some things in their duel that would make you think they could be successful today. So those are folks that are going to be fun to watch. And if they could find their way to the front and win the race, my gosh, what a storyline that would create.
For people who are kind of jumping in on this one, since this gets a lot of casual fans to watch, who are a couple of the favorites that you're going to be keeping an eye on today?
I would say you have to look at William Byron, who won this race a year ago. Just someone that seems to be pretty good at Daytona and in the draft. Ryan Blaney is really good at this style of racing. I like Joey Logano, the reigning champ. He won the Daytona 500 2015. I think he's got to be on your short list. Chase Briscoe is displayed great speed, obviously starts on the pole. And a couple of cars that really impressed me the other night in the dual races, the teammates from 2311 Racing driving for Michael Jordan, Bubba Wallace, who won his qualifying race, and Tyler Reddick, who won the regular season championship a year ago and made it to the championship four. I got to be honest with you, I could go on and on and on listing drivers that I think could go out and win today because it's always wide open.
Yeah.
But those are a handful that I would say just top-of-mind awareness come up when I think about drivers that I wouldn't be at all surprised if they're celebrating at the end of the day.
But we're in Atlanta now. People want to know about Chase Elliott. After
well,
all,
okay. Let's. You know what's funny is I did, and this is hilarious. You bring this up. I did a show the other day, and they said, "Who's your champion? Who's your Daytona 500 winner?" And I said, "My champion's Christopher Bell, and my Daytona 500 winner's Chase Elliott." And I just gave you seven names to watch today, and not one of them was Chase Elliott. And I'm on a show that originates in Georgia. That's how pathetic I am. You know?
Oh, my goodness. I got to get a background of some scoop on something that's kind of late breaking on Friday. You talked about Trackhouse Racing. Pitbull's pulling out of his association with them. He is going to perform before the race today. What are you hearing is the reason for that?
Yeah, you know what? That was an interesting one to me, and I was surprised and disappointed because I think he's been a tremendous ambassador for the sport and has brought a promotional side that we haven't seen, and really just a set of diversity to the ownership that to me was outstanding and seemed to be a great partner with Justin Marks, who's kind of the racer when you talk about the dynamic of that ownership group. Yeah. So that was surprising and disappointing. I hated to see that, but I'm glad he's doing the concert today, and hopefully he'll continue to make appearances because he's such a good spokesperson for NASCAR.
Absolutely, absolutely. Adam, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. I know it's been a busy and hectic week. Next up here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, man, looking forward to being down there, maybe getting a chance to run into you down there.
Well, if you're out there, please reach out. I always look forward to seeing you guys, and I appreciate you having me on, and hopefully we get this race in today and look forward to it in a fun season ahead.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. That is Adam Alexander. You can catch him like on Amazon Prime this year, also on CW and Turner Sports, several different places to catch him, but he is busy and playing a lot of different roles.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.